Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 4 with verses 8 and 9. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. When do we learn that everything around us is lovely, even gracious, finding life so pure in the mimicking of Paul, where everything honorable, everything just becomes true in the salvation received from Jesus Christ? This is what Paul asks the Philippians to do, to remember him in every way they live, knowing that his being represents our Lord Jesus Christ in every decision and every praise and everything learned that Paul taught to pray. This is the life he asked the world to see, what represented his practice was a life that all could be, literally regurgitating Paul after his vision of God that made him be a true saint of Christ's love, faith, and hope of his mercy. Received each day, everything here is filled with this peace, this passion, and this purpose of living God first, redeemed. It doesn't seem hard to me. It doesn't seem a place that you don't find your way. It's a place to give honor, glory to our Lord for everything that you do and say. It's an opportunity to be there for others as a true witness of God. Don't be afraid of what he represents when people give you the nod. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I share you, my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we'd pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We continue to lift up the world in peace and purpose as we pray for those in Ukraine. Prayers for those who experience the love of church and want to experience it even more by receiving his body and blood. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6 verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Philippians 4. It's verses 8 and 9. We've got a four stanza poem with those two verses. It's titled, Remaining There, Christ's Life Preferred. Brothers, finally, me mimic whatever true, whatever honorable, whatever just, whatever pure, whatever lovely, whatever gracious, Christ found. Excellence, any, praiseworthy, anything, things these think, nothing in the world stinks. Received and learned from me, I, Paul, seen and heard. Peace of God you will see, remaining there, Christ's life preferred. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's March 23rd, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today, in the name of Jesus, calling out to our good friends, John and Marie, blessings to you too. In the name of Jesus, closing at 6:09. In the name of Jesus, thank you, sweet Jesus. Amen.